Carry On with the Carrion. By End Politicians, June 2, 2022. Blog, Politics, The Human Condition, Writing. Indoctrination. I kid you not. On my recent trip of driving across the country, in a city left to be unnamed, though once I heard a foreigner refer to it as a frozen shithole. And no, I did not pass through Toronto, as some of you may be inferring as the chilly shitty city in question. Though I am not saying it isn't one. Well, come to think of it, frozen shithole might be applicable to many geographical locations across many nations, and perhaps the entirety of Canada for 5 months of the year, except Vancouver of course, as it is only a frozen shithole for perhaps 2 weeks out of the year, while, for 8.5 months of the year, being a temperate rainforest, it is a soggy shithole, and then summer comes to above the 49th and almost everyone complains about it being too hot. I don't get it. Sorry, I got off by getting on a tangent. No, that was not a dirty math joke. Now the right angle. Where was I? Oh yeah, kidding you not. Let me bore you with the details. I mean enthrall you. Well, semi-interest you anyways, perhaps. The food was gone, though a few beers were in order. To gauge the sentiments of those in a foreign location, an appropriate action of ejecting stimuli was necessary. To the left of me, a smartphone junkie mainlining that mind-altering substance of socially distancing despair. Lights were on, but nobody was home. Should have heeded the warning. To the right, signs of life were judged as existing due to social interaction with a friend. Time to toss one of the endpoliticians.com business cards I had made, to leave around here and there, consisting of only the logo on both sides, into a visible dimension in order for the intake of an anomalous concept into a realm not known to be permissible to even contemplate. Gets them almost every time. Confines of a lifelong indoctrination one could escape not. According to this converser, the democracy of the American two-party system of Republican and Democrat was immensely flawed due to there only being two choices, whereas the Democratic, Canadian three-party system of Liberal, unquestioning follower looking for free handouts, Conservative, wishing to be buried with their arm poking out of the ground in order to finally get their free handout from government, and NDP, New Democratic Party, closeted communists looking for free handouts, was a veritable bastion of democracy in action, because that third party was supposedly a check and balance on the other two. Foreshadowing, an NDP single quote TR this person be. No, never mind the endless lies and deception from all sides, the devolving of politics into a pandering bribe fest, the creeping authoritarianism, nor the boondoggles by all parties. The three-party system balances everything out. This NDP single quote TR, after willingly caving in with zero resistance to admitted COVID tyranny, was perfectly content with the Liberals and NDP forming a coalition in the attempt to federally crush the populace with authoritarian COVID decrees. The three parties form a check and balance. What about the ever-growing society destroying debt by all parties, where Canadians paid $62.8 billion minus $7,000 per family of four, to just service the debt in fiscal year 2015-2016? Surely the system must be broken? Perfectly acceptable, such is a democracy with three parties. Would it not be better if party politics was eliminated to end the societal division, and then highly functioning, intelligent, and accountable people were chosen according to merit, through a lottery, for a limited term in a new, functioning economic system free of society-destroying government debt, where personal income tax may very well be non-existent, and the people get to vote on real issues as opposed to strictly choosing a beholden puppet every so often? But the three parties counteract themselves to make the system fair. This person could not even grasp the concept of there ever being anything other than the current crumbled political disgrace of mental confinement, which is the sign of a free spirit being completely extinguished from a living soul. Said person was going to vote for the NDP for the rest of their life regardless of what spiel of nonsensical utterance was spewed out by their politician into society. Vote for me, I'll give you this. In closing, probably after being tired of someone talking nonsense that could not even register in one's mind, let alone make any sense, it was time for my government-loving, non-parameter-escaping friend to go home. By the end of the conversation, I am pretty sure this NDP single quote TR had taken me for a conservative lunatic strictly looking to take away their free handouts in order to trap those of an accepted self-victimizing downtrodden existence into a dystopian conservative prison, as I dive and swim around in my vault of bottomless gold coins like Scrooge McDuck, laughing with my rich cohorts about trampling on lowly families. Besides, who else but a rich demon could afford $86 to have some double-sided color business cards printed for a website with a slogan that should be made illegal? It is a recurring theme to run into the same non-think linear political syndrome in my life travels, and it is a full-on confirmation that such minds have been divided and conquered by a political and social system put in place to let the historical power run amok globally while the peasants selfishly argue amongst themselves over trivial issues as the globalist empire du jour steals their resources, of which includes many people's minds, in a horrific staged power play. I am no conservative, and even consider Canada's last conservative prime minister to be a war criminal for his role in allowing Canada, without being threatened in any way, to participate in utterly destroying the most prosperous country in Africa, Libya. I have ashamedly voted once in my entire life, and it felt like my soul had been molested. And I am in no shape or form at all, even in the slightest bit, to be considered a rich person in financial terms. Not to mention that my retirement plan, as of today, has not changed from a rope, a secure beam, and a rickety stool. Such could only be a cognitive richness and bottomless sense of humor. Literally figuratively literal, then I might have cracked the code, which could only be a red alert. After again, in my travels, engaged in a marginally encompassing conversation, this time with a self-described gun-owning liberal who had voted for Justin Trudeau, for quite possibly the sole purpose of them calling their criminal cartel the Liberal Party. Duh, how could a party not be liberal if liberal was in their namesake? All it took was an overreaching gun ban, and criminally authoritarian COVID edicts to make this person begin to contemplate that a liberal was in no way a liberal that lived and let live. He will not fool me again, was this liberal, now non-liberal's decry. Though not quite ready to end politicians.com. Those mental confines. Now there is one more closeted communist looking for free handouts. As ridiculous as it may seem, there very well may be millions of people voting for, or not voting for a political party, strictly due to the mental association that they perceive as tying the figurative name of the political party to a literal meaning of what their perception of said word means in the perfect world of their mind. Without a doubt, to millions of people, a conservative has come to mentally represent a Bible-thumping, poor person-hating, privileged rich demon hellbent on stealing free handouts from the exploited, and therefore a liberal or new Democrat would be a better choice, because a liberal and democratic person just wants everybody to live in government-controlled harmony. Yet the status quo of inescapable parameter politics will not even allow a deviation from the tightly controlled mainstream narrative of actual democracy not only existing, but thriving in what is more realistically devolved into a cesspool of empty promises, constituent bribery, fiscal annihilation, and a dependency construct, for many to play a word association game that meshes with the free stuff that the more favored figurative alphabet construct will bestow upon the choosing ones. Forget a societal system based on merit, responsibility, accountability, fiscal sanity, actual societal advancement, hard work, and an enlightening education system. After all, Canada has three political parties, and they make all the difference in transporting society to the fatal cliff just a little bit slower than having only two teams of lying puppets with their severed genitals soaking up the formaldehyde in the vast collection of globalist-possessed mason jars adorning the shelves throughout the halls of the ever-increasingly fatally flailing false foundation. Definitely Freeland's as Trudeau was born without. Not Singh's, way too big. Though maybe they have already gotten to Poliver. Rest in globalist pieces. Here are a few of my past thoughts on direct democracy, if one has not read them before. There will be more to come in the future. Now I am going to go drill a hole in my skull and pour in some hydrochloric acid, after which, I will snort a few massive lines of pre-chopped rat poison, then huff gasoline for a quarter hour or so. If that does not get me into the proper frame of mind and line of thinking to believe that a three-party system run by globalist shit for brains is better than a two-party system run by globalist shit for brains, then a full frontal lobotomy it will be. Somebody should start a guillotine party, then form a coalition with the defenestration party. Hold on, we need three parties for it to be a fair system. How about a Humpty Dumpty party? CR.